Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Peace. We are back. Football Friday. Mike Florio coming up in just 1 second. Our picks later on in the show. So don't go anywhere. I picked the Eagles to win. We'll get into the specifics coming up. But we got to get Mike Florio's take on the Eagles and his prediction for this week against the 49ers. And Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk and NBC Football Night in America and PFT Live, everything else that he does, joins us right now. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you today?
What's up, Mike?
Recalibrated expectations for the Eagles after week one or not yet?
Well, it's still early. One thing I say after week one, win or lose. If you win the game, all it means is your worst possible record is 1-16. If you lose the game, it means your best possible record is 16-1. You never know how good the opponent is who beat you or how bad the opponent you beat may be. It's entirely possible that Atlanta is the worst team in the NFL. So
yeah, I agree.
So we begin to find out as we play more games and as we see Atlanta play more games. You know, if Atlanta would beat Tampa Bay this weekend, all of a sudden that win from last week looks pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's just one of those factors that gets figured out in the wash like everything else. And this will be a hell of a barometer for where this Eagles team is with the 49ers coming to town. We know the 49ers have a team that on paper is Super Bowl caliber, and great test to see if Jalen Hurts just benefited from a very bad defense last week or whether or not what we saw is sustainable.
I was going to ask you about the first week, Mike. Anybody impress you that surprised you from the opening week, or did anybody surprise you how bad they look? I know Green Bay. Man, I couldn't believe Aaron Rodgers played the way he played in that game. Green Bay was one of the teams that was disappointing to me in that first week.
Look, there's a weird dynamic with the Packers as it relates to their time under Matt LaFleur. This is my favorite quirky stat of the week. LaFleur's been there now since the start of the 2019 season. When they play in California or Florida, they are 1-5. When they play anywhere else on the planet, they're 27-4. It is an odd dichotomy, and it's significant to me because there have been occasions during these California or Florida games where in the aftermath we hear – our guys weren't ready. Our guys lacked energy. Our guys weren't rested, whatever it may be. And that's what we heard after week one. Well, how can you not have sufficient energy for the first game of the regular season?
Right. Yeah.
When you're in a 425 spot, one of the prime spots of the day, taking on the Saints, who are still going to be pretty damn good post-Drew Brees, and anybody who pays attention to the NFL knows it, because now you've got a quarterback that forces you to defend every blade of grass on the field because he can fire it 60 yards in the air, and he can do all the underneath stuff that Sean Payton is a master at finagling. So how do you lack energy? So that one surprised me in a negative way. And I'll tell you, I was thrilled with what Joe Burrow did with the Bengals because he had that horrific knee injury in Washington last November. You know, we see guys like Saquon Barkley who are struggling to get back to form. And that ACL tear, it treats every guy differently. But Burrow, despite some concern that maybe he was going to see ghosts around his leg like Carson Palmer did when he came back from his torn ACL, and it's common for quarterbacks with that left leg. It's out there. It's exposed. Burrow was awesome against a very good Vikings defense. And the Bengals, I've recalibrated my view of what they're going to be this year because they beat a very good team, supposedly, that came to town to start the season.
Mike, your PFT Live partner, Chris Sims, who, I mean, he not only didn't like Jalen Hurts, he didn't even put him in his top 40 of quarterbacks. What did he – I know that – I think he recanted this week, but what did he have to say after Jalen Hurts' first game?
Oh, he praised Jalen Hurts. It's awesome. He thought he was great. He thought he had swagger. He had the style. He had that attitude that you want to see in a quarterback where he kind of takes over the team. You know, the challenge is going to be, and this is for any quarterback that hasn't played many games, and I don't know that last year's games count for Jalen Hurts because it was a different coaching staff, et cetera. There has to be enough tape out there for defenses to truly understand what the guy does, what he wants to do, that he likes to do, what he doesn't do well, how you may pick up some tendencies, some tells from film study, formations that give clues. So it takes 4 to 6 games to get to the point where the defense really is able to spot things that could make it easier to challenge him, to force him away from bread and butter to things that maybe he doesn't want to do. So that's a dynamic that I think will play out as we get deeper into the season, but it's always better for that new quarterback to come out and play really well. That's a good problem to have, that you've had 4 or 5 really good games, and now you're at the point where defenses have enough film that they can try to pick you apart a little bit more. Typically, those guys who play really well those first four or five games, even when you have the film, it's going to be hard to stop them.
Nick Sirianni, your thoughts? You know, Jalen Hurts was impressive. Nick Sirianni was equally impressive, if not more.
Yeah, I thought he was, and he's had some great quotes lately that have caught my attention that, you know, emotional intelligence was the buzzword, not so much when Doug Peterson was hired, but when Chip Kelly was fired because he had none of it. Guys who understand what it takes to be successful, guys who understand what's required to have a competitive team and to turn those key moments, and every game comes down to a handful of key moments. We saw it last night. How do you turn those key moments in your favor? I'm pleasantly surprised with what I've seen so far from Sirianni, because, you know, frankly, he's had a couple of press conferences where you're like, dude, really? But I think that it's the substance, not the style, that tells me that there's a chance that they ended up getting the right guy.
Yeah, we saw those same press conferences, Mike, and I'm sure you can imagine the reaction we had here after it. But since then, he's been very impressive, and the fans certainly are looking at him now and being like, maybe this guy does know what he's talking about. So, Sunday, big test. San Francisco coming in here. First time it's been a full house of Eagles fans since 2019. How did you pick them?
49ers to win, but I think Eagles to cover. I think I did. I don't know, because we do all the games and we do it all in one, kind of one after another.
You did. I read it. So, yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember, because I don't. but I know I picked the 49ers to win. It's too hard this early in the season. You're just swinging the bat, and you have your eyes closed if you call upsets this early. Because there's nothing to base it on other than a gut feeling at this point. The 49ers are the better team on paper. Now, Sims has been very complimentary of the offensive and defensive lines of the Eagles, and that could be a difference maker. And if it is going to be a close game, then it will be because the offensive line holds up against a great front wall of the San Francisco 49ers and because the defensive line disrupts what Kyle Shanahan's trying to do. But Shanahan's a master of coming up with game plan specific offensive plays that will just have defenders running in circles. And, you know, if they can properly avoid the Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance thing from becoming dysfunctional,
right,
then, you know, they can do what they need to do. It's not going to be an easy game, but it's a good measuring stick for the Eagles. And it could be like the Cowboys game week 1, where maybe the Eagles lose, but people are feeling pretty damn good about the Eagles based upon the effort that they give.
I know, and I saw you wrote about this, but last night's game, Dexter Lawrence, maybe he wasn't off sides on that field goal attempt. Maybe he was just right, you know, he was right on the snap count. I mean, is that how you saw it?
That's how I saw it. And frankly, I spoke to somebody who saw the sideline copy and said he was not early, that it was just perfect timing. The problem is, if your timing's too perfect, you get flagged because you're still ahead of everybody else.
Yep.
To either side of you. I've seen it plenty of times with edge rushers, Ike, where
yep,
you get that jump, and out comes the flag, and they go back and they show it in slow motion. It's like, holy crap, he just moved as the ball was moving. It was a perfect jump, but it looks offside, so you get the flag.
Yep.
Heinicke, the starting quarterback. I know he thinks he's the starting quarterback. He's earned it already for the rest of the year, but the good thing for Ron Rivera is he's going to get to see at least him play for at least 5, 6, 7 more games.
Well, I think what was encouraging more than anything else last night, Heinicke played in the postseason last year against the Buccaneers like this was the last game of his life. And it was a reckless abandon that wasn't sustainable. I didn't sense that same frenetic quality last night, which is good news for Washington. It means they're not going to be down to Kyle Allen before Ryan Fitzpatrick comes back. But, hey, that old cliche of you can't lose your job due to injury, that went out the door a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
If the guy who was number two comes in and plays pretty damn well, he's going to have that job. And they don't even do the 100% rule anymore. I remember they used to use the 100% rule where, well, the starter will come back when he's 100%. He's just not 100%. Well, when will he be 100%? Well, when the backup cools off. They don't even do that. They just leave the guy in as long as he's good, and they assume everybody gets it and understands it. We're going to ride the hot hand as long as it's hot.
Cowboys with another injury on the offensive line. It was like a heat-related injury. He's not going to play on Sunday. If you're a Cowboy fan, should you be concerned about these massive injuries that they have?
Well, you got guys dropping left and right, you know, and at some point it's going to affect the product on the field. They don't have their top two pass rushers. Randy Gregory is on the COVID list. DeMarcus Lawrence has a broken foot. I guess they asked Jerry today what the chances are of Gregory coming back by Sunday, and he, in classic Jerry fashion, said we're down to a gnat's ass on that one. So we're not going to see Gregory. We're not going to see Lawrence. It's going to be tough, and they're going against a Chargers team that way too many people are sleeping on. I know the Chargers have just had this vibe of underachiever in recent years. Justin Herbert, best young quarterback right now in the NFL. I had a coach tell me that this week, that of all the great young quarterbacks out there, this coach believes Herbert is the absolute best. And the only hope the Cowboys have is that they overtake that stadium on Sunday and make it like a home game, because they got so many fans everywhere, but they have a bunch of them in Southern California because they've been going out there for training camp for the past 20 years. So it's going to be tough. Now, Dak Prescott's healthy, which is good. They need to get Ezekiel Elliott involved. Zach Martin's back, which is good, but you get to a critical mass of these guys who aren't available to play, and all of a sudden your team's just not nearly as good as it needs to be.
Mike, good stuff. We'll talk next week.
Appreciate it, brother. Yep.
Mike Florio.
Speaking of those stinking Cowboys, let me just throw this out there. These Dak lovers, right? Got his money, $40 million plus in the bag. Yeah, go check Dak's record against teams with a 500 record or better. Then while you're at it, go check Dak's record on the road. I think he's like 6-18 in his last 23 road games.
Is that right?
Yeah, Dak. Big game Dak. Big game
but
Dak.
But he throws for a lot of yards in those games.
Throws for a lot of yards. Man, beats a lot of bad teams. I couldn't believe that was his record against teams above 500.
Interesting.
Yeah, got a losing record there. And a losing record on the road.
Justin Herbert, would you say that to look at the young quarterbacks?
It's a lot of them, man. I mean, I like him. I don't know if he's going to be the best, but he's good. It's a lot of good young quarterbacks.
It's exciting.
It's a lot of good. I mean, then when you say young, okay, where you cut that off at?
Mm-hmm.
Pat Mahomes is still, what, 25 years old?
Yeah.
So, like, is he you mean?
He's still young, but he's
you
also like in his second contract.
That's what I'm saying. You mean guys on their first contract?
Yes, guys in the first contract.
Is he better than Kyler Murray?
I would take him over Kyler Murray just because he's got better size.
Yeah.
And Murray got banged up after the 10 games last year.
I'm trying to think of some other young ones.
Well, you got Trevor Lawrence, who you haven't seen enough out of yet.
This class, I haven't. I mean, I like Zach Wilson, but.
Yeah, he's going to play a little bit.
Yeah, he got to play, yeah. Who else was last
Tua?
Year? Oh, Tua, and he's better than Tua. Joey Burrow?
Man, I mean, I love Burrow.
I mean, they both play for organizations that
usually
spit the bit, right? Like, they don't. I mean, the Chargers are obviously a little better than the Bengals, but, yeah, I like Joey Burrow.
Yeah.
How about Jamar Chase looked good last week?
Yeah. Because did they put the stripe on the ball so you could see it?
Yes.
Is that what happened? He caught it? Yeah, it was like, not just because you're from Cincinnati, but because...
Oh, that was a good win.
It was a good win.
Yeah,
and I'm
a
big Joe Burrow fan.
Yeah, my Bengals, man. I quietly root for him over here.
Man.
Oh, you're so proud of him. Mahomes doesn't count as a young quarterback anymore, right?
No.
That's what I was saying. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
no,
yeah.
Josh Allen doesn't count as a young quarterback. He's on his second contract. I don't consider Baker, even though he hasn't. Like,
but Josh Allen is really still on his first contract.
He is. Yeah, him and Baker are the same draft. But I guess I'm looking at like guys that are younger.
Yeah. I mean, they are what? This is Josh Allen's fourth year?
Yeah.
It's not that far ahead.
Because you're right. They still have the fifth year option to use on Baker, and the Bills were wise enough to know, hey, this guy wants to stay in Buffalo. Give him whatever the hell he wants.
I know he better not have another game like he had last week.
Man,
people are going to be saying they shouldn't have paid him.
In Miami this week.
They got to win this game.
Yep. Yeah, you can't start 0-2.
You can't start 0-2.
Yeah, because they play Kansas City, I think, in not too far after this.
A lot of people, Super Bowl pick, Buffalo.
Me.
Yeah,
is that why Battle hasn't been at work all week?
Yeah, I'm thinking he took the week off because Buffalo lost.
But you know what they did? And I talked to somebody from the Bills, and they said they don't think that's what it is. But I believe this. They were reading Super Bowl
picks. The Clippers,
ain't
no doubt.
MVP.
They didn't even come out and play right Sunday. They didn't even look like them.
No. Because, I mean, like, everybody writes off Pittsburgh. Oh, Pittsburgh's going to be under 500. Ben's toast. Meanwhile, Buffalo's like, they thought they were going to walk to that win.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh showed up, and they played tough.
I tell you, man. I tread lightly when I'm critical of the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because they don't have bad seasons. A bad season to them is 8-8.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they
would that be 8-9 now, or would that be 9-8 now?
Yeah.
They can't. Well, I mean,
they haven't 8-8 anymore.
They haven't been under 500
since Tomlin
14 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep. And Ben was not good last week.
No.
And they couldn't run. And they couldn't run the ball. That was
defense.
They blocked
the punt and the defense.
And they got to him without blitzing too. And I think that the Bills were expecting blitz, and
right.
they played a lot of zone. And I mean, Josh Allen did not look good last week.
Mm.
They did not. All right, let's get back to the phones after I tell you about hot water, because we all rely on hot water every day, so don't take any chances. My home has a Bradford White water heater. My family gets all the hot water that we need because Bradford White water heaters are built to be the best for reliable performance year after year after year. So if your water heater is old and isn't getting the job done, replace it now. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White, or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. Choose the best water heater. Choose Bradford White. All right. Last time we talked to Inge, I hung up on him.
Yes.
And people say they hang up when Inge calls in. So don't hang. Don't turn it off.
Don't turn the radio off. Inge is a interesting caller.
Inge, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Look, man, people listen to me for knowledge. And you just hurt the listeners. You don't hurt me. You just hurt the listeners. But this is my point, though. I want people to listen to me.
Oh, okay.
This game is huge. If they win this game, I have no doubt that they're going to win the division and maybe succeed in the playoffs. If they lose this game, they're going to go right back into mediocrity, and I have no expectations. This is what I got. This is what I saw in that first game. It has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts looking like John Elway, or the coach looking like Vince Lombardi. My number one takeaway is this. Even though they had a huge lead against a bad team, that team, the Eagles, played hard, or even harder, till the last second of that game. You know why that's important? Because it reminds me of one. I'm going to give you a comparison. Think about this year's Eagles team to the 2019-20 Flyers team when Vigneault was the coach when he came in as the new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
That team played hard every game in the regular season. The regular season was the playoffs for that team. It's exactly the same for this Eagles team. That's why, in my opinion, watching how hard they play, that gives me confidence that this will be a successful year. It has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts. I still think he's an average quarterback, but it's the effort, especially in a physical game like hockey or football. It makes a huge difference.
There you go. Inge is impressed.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, Inge. Thank you. Inge's impressed with their effort.
Not a bad call there.
Nah.
No soccer?
Well, I don't have the patience to jack with Inge today, as Jerry Jones once
Jerry
said.
Jerry would say, Jarrah.
Jarrah.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
So,
Jarrah was not in a good mood last year. And if they lose Sunday, he won't be in a good mood.
He will not. But he'll still make his appearance.
Oh, he will.
Multiple times on our sister station.
I will say,
get your damn act together.
That freaking thing he built down there in Dallas.
What the hell is that?
What the hell?
Has a hotel in it?
My goodness.
The practice facility has a hotel in it.
He just didn't know what else to spend it on. Like, he just didn't know what else to get. Like, add this to it also.
Oh, my God.
Movie theaters, entertainment places, shopping centers.
Everything's got to be bigger in Texas.
Yes.
I get that. Especially with Jer.
My
but is it in Dallas, or is it not where they do training camp? right?
Well, no, they do training camp in Oxford, in Oxnard, California.
Yeah, they go to Cali to do the training camp. He that's his.
That's what he wants to do.
That's the practice facility.
Yes.
It's a damn shopping center in the practice facility.
That's NovaCare, which is a great facility, right?
Exactly. It's like four NovaCares.
Yep. I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
More obnoxious, the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis's his home that he's getting. Did you see you didn't see that?
Is he building it?
Yeah, he's building it.
Is it better looking than his haircut?
It's no.
Yeah, anything's better looking than that.
What is
that?
Oh,
it's awful, yeah.
What is that?
I don't know what that
How
is.
Can you?
How do you wake up every morning and say, I look good today?
Because you're worth about $1 billion.
Yeah, that's true. You'll pay them $1 million to say you look great today, Mark.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one's telling him that it's a bad haircut.
Yeah, he's got minions that are telling him he looks great. Let's go to Joe and Trenton. Hi, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
Joe, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Joe?
I'm good, Marks. I'm good, Reed.
Good.
Listen, man. I don't care what no one says. I turn it up when Mad Mike calls, okay? That dude, he never lets you down, okay? I said it before. Whatever day I'm having, I'm looking for that call, man, because that dude is not going to let you down. You know exactly what to expect. Same thing with Chuck. Man, them dudes need to be back behind each other call after call every time to open up. These listeners who are not listening to these guys are nuts. I tell you that much.
I don't know who the hell's not enjoying Chuck. He called in early in the show today and just, I mean, he talked about starting a good pace for the show, Ike.
Exactly. Right.
Holy cow, he's amazing.
And lately I've noticed that he's been calling a lot earlier. Normally he used to call later, but now he's calling a lot earlier. So,
that's true.
Man, listen, that was a heck of an opener. I don't care what no one says. That was a heck of an opener. But to the game.
I wasn't prepared for that, Joe. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready yet.
I know you were, man. I know you were. to this game, man, I'm not looking at it like everybody else. I'm looking at it as it might be a defensive game, man. I'm going with a low score. I'm going like 24-17. I think both defenses are going to show up, and I think it's going to be both lines. And I think more so than any, I think our linebackers are going to have to step it up in this game. That's who I'm looking for in this game. Our linebackers. And I think if the linebackers play good enough to be able to stop that run, because, you know, like you said, I don't trust Jimmy Arm, but I do trust them Kyle Shanahan running backs. He pulled them out of, I don't know where he gets them running backs from. And he pulls them out of the woodwork, and they come in and they do damage. But I think, I mean, and even if they win or lose, if they're competitive, I count that as a plus, because it's a sign like, okay, we didn't just lay over and die and let you come in here and just run us rampant. You just were a better team, and now we know what we got to work on to go to the next level.
Yep.
Good stuff, Joe. Yeah, Eric Wilson needs to, like, Eric Wilson had some missed tackles, and that was something that you heard. He had many missed tackles in Minnesota, but he also gives you a skill and a dynamic that we haven't had in a linebacker in a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he usually finds his way around the football, I guess. I guess we're going to have to put up with a few of these types of plays in order to get the other plays out of him. But whoever has the responsibility of George Kittle this week, man.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if they're going to put the safety on him or a linebacker on him.
But one high, one low?
Man, he killed us last year. 15 catches on 15 targets? Yeah. You better find out where 85 is at all times. And then Deebo Samuel. Like, he's a little,
he went nuts
underrated
week.
Little wide receiver, man.
Yep.
Was Ayuk the guy that jumped over?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, Steve Nelson and Slay, you look good last week.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Ayuk is in the doghouse a little bit with his coach. I guess he didn't get a lot of snaps last week, and Shanahan was like, well, he has to be better than the guy that's in front of him. Huh?
Lighting a fire under his behind a little bit.
Guess that's what it is. Like, yeah, this dude was a first-round draft. Wasn't Ayuk a first-round
draft? Yes. Yeah. Remember we'd heard him on to talk about him,
and he didn't. That's his guy.
Yeah. I mean, he liked him, but he wasn't.
He gave us the Gary.
Well, no. Remember he started arguing with us about needing to build along the line. Remember? And we're like, yeah, well, we like the offensive line, Herb. He's like, no, you got to build a long line now. Can't just get wide receivers now.
Yeah. Coach, we're calling you about a wideout.
On your team.
Yeah, you're trying to put other personnel. Like, no, the Eagles need the whole line.
215-592.
Herm was back in a staff meeting. He thought he was in a staff meeting. Like, yeah, we can't be drafting these wideouts now. You need to build in the trenches.
Yeah, we needed to hear how good your player is, Herm.
Yes, that's what we need.
Oh, this is more encouraging than Gary Patterson. Yeah, he talking hated, about Jalen Rager.
Yeah, he didn't like his player. Coming up, we were talking about Jerry Jones. He went on Dallas Radio today and talked about why he listens to so much sports talk radio.
Ah.
Wait till you hear this. Also, Temple's home opener tomorrow. We have a 4-pack of tickets we're going to give away right after this, so don't go anywhere for that. And your calls on the Eagles. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. We'll get back to your phone calls, but we have a 4-pack of tickets to see the Temple Owls battle Boston College tomorrow, September 18th at Lincoln Financial Field. Kids game day tickets, only $12, I agree. Visit owlstix.com. So I just want to say this. This is for tomorrow. If you can't attend the game, then don't try to get the tickets. We want to give them to somebody that can actually use them. Temple's a great game to go to. Lincoln Financial Field's a great place to watch the game. Let's do caller number 6 on the contest line at 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number 6 gets the 4-pack.
Is that a non on Devontae?
No, it's just what Jack wrote up on the screen. Yes, it's a yes. Exactly.
Honor of Devontae, yeah.
There you go.
Actually, listen, I'm very glad they're playing, but also, like, that's the day before Eagles-Niners. Like, I got to make sure the Eagles are good, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, so they're going to tear up this field
tomorrow.
Yeah,
do not mess up the field.
Yeah, listen. But they're good. It's football. You're going to tear up the field a little bit.
They are.
Well, I guess it's not as bad. Like, if it's really wet out, that's when they can really tear it up or later on in the season.
And I'm sure as soon as the game is over, the maintenance crew will be out there trying to
get it
together.
All right, we'll get a win over BC.
Game, right? 12 o'clock game.
Normally.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally. Yeah. I'll be tuned in. All right, maybe I won't be, but
I got the Canes tomorrow, man.
How about that?
12 o'clock. Sparty taking on the Canes.
Is that
it's in Miami.
Will that be an ESPN game? Will I be able to watch that?
Yeah. It's either ESPN or ABC.
One of the two. Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
All right, I'm ready to watch some college football. I know you don't care, Jack. You'll be breaking down the Phillies game from tonight.
You got the whiteout up in Happy Valley.
Oh, God, go Auburn.
But that's a college game day, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm, awesome.
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow night, I believe.
Nice. Go Tigers.
That's awesome. When their head coach goes to USC after this year, even though he's trying to deny it now.
Who was that? Franklin?
Yeah. Yeah, it was reported there's mutual interest. It's not the first time that it's been reported. I mean, right now, it's not like USC is – it's not a great – I mean, it's not a great destination right now.
No.
It could be.
Yeah. I mean, Chip's winning the battle of Los Angeles.
Right now he is, yep.
Is it with UCLA?
Yep.
Well, they're from L.A. and they fight.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah, so SC's a good job at the right coaches there.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you could be back to being a top job in college football, but you need to put him back there.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good recruiter, though.
He is?
He's a very good recruiter. Not a good coach, but
not
very,
a good coach.
Very,
not
very
a
good recruiter.
No, just get out of the way and let your coaches do the job, but recruit guys there.
Yep.
All right, so Jerry Jones on our sister station, 105.3 The Fan. He was on with the KC Masterpiece. That's their midday show down there.
Like a damn barbecue sauce.
Yes.
Yeah, the Mark's Reese Masterpiece.
Exactly right. So he goes on the morning show after the game, and then at the end of the week on Friday, he goes on the midday. Because you can't just one appearance.
Enough. Yeah, can't get enough.
Imagine Jeffrey Lurie doing two appearances a week.
Yeah, figure it out, Jeff.
And Stephen Jones goes on, too, once a week.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's a pretty good pull for that station.
I mean, it's almost worth the contract alone just to get those guys every week. But Jerry's talking about why he listens to so much sports radio.
When is the last time that you Googled yourself to see what people are saying?
Well, I guess I'm one of the few people that can't stand it and want to see what somebody's saying.
Mm.
Is that human nature or not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
I used to have people ask me, why in the world do you listen to radio, talk radio? Because they're wearing your proverbial butt out. And I like pain. I just like to hear it. Just put it in me.
Wow. Okay. Pause, Jerry.
That too.
Say, I like pain. Just put it in me. Okay.
No, but
he's up, Jerry.
He's also where he's just driving around. I'm sure he's got somebody driving him, and he's listening to the station in the car, and he calls in on the hotline. Yeah. Like, oh, Jerry Jones on the line.
As soon as he hears something he doesn't like or he wants to question or challenge, call right up.
Yep. And he knows when these guys are critical of him.
Oh, yeah.
He's listening.
He knows probably after a loss they're definitely being critical
and,
of him.
And they also know that they know he's listening. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they know when they're going out there and they're saying something that they may get caught on it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I don't think.
Love it.
I don't think. Like, they don't have to listen down at the NovaCare. But I'm sure the PR department does listen.
You need to know what people are saying.
Yes. Yep. You need to know what the conversation is about, especially if there's something going on.
Right.
Right? If there's something going on with your team, you obviously are going to want to know what's the temperature out there.
No, you're right. So, I mean, now they listen down there because they also enjoy the show, not just to hear what we're saying. But,
yes.
But, yeah, no, it's important for a team to know what, mm-hmm. what the public thinks. And,
sure.
I mean, talk radio is not what the entire public is, but it certainly gives you a good gauge of what the fans are saying out there.
I agree.
Without a doubt.
I like pain.
Put it in me.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me right there, yeah.
215-592-9494. Twitter question, Jack, do I need it? Yep, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers celebrating 40 years in business, 40 years of making memories. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Sunday's game. Do you really need it as an Eagle fan? Do you need it? To make you feel better about this team being a playoff team. Yes or no? Most people saying yes. They need it. Man, 80% need the win on Sunday.
80%. Wow.
To believe in them as a legitimate playoff team, need a win on Sunday.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It makes sense. Because I think there are some people that want to believe in the team. They just want to see a little more. And I think winning a game Sunday will go a long way to having people like, yeah, this is the playoff team. This ain't Atlanta they beat. They just beat a very good Super Bowl contending team in the San Francisco 49ers.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they beat the 49ers on Sunday. Look out mm-hmm. on Monday.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Let's go to Kirk, our buddy Kirk and Roslyn. Kirky!
Hey, happy football Friday, Ike.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Kirk?
How you guys doing?
Doing good, brother.
Excellent.
I'm probably a little bit in the minority because everybody knows I like Wentz, but I like Jalen. I like the coach. Mm-hmm. I like dogs. It's a great thing.
Holy cow, that was bad.
Yeah.
I love dogs. And you know what? Yeah. I think we're in for a treat. And since I don't have Hugh distracted me this week, I'm taking the Eagles to cover with the points.
Oh, that's right. Hugh talked you out of the Eagles last week because Hugh made the case that I didn't buy because he was talking about how great Matt Ryan is.
I got that out of my system.
I tried to tell you.
Well,
you bet Atlanta on the money line.
He did.
No, that was foolish. But anyway, we're going to be good. And you know what? It's okay if for some reason they're going to play a good game.
Yes.
Because, yeah, they're going to play a good game. I like them to win. But even if they don't, it's going to be a good game. And if they do happen to lose, it's probably going to be like a final closing drive thing, you know, a last second field goal or something like that.
Yeah.
But I like them to win, guys. And the show's great.
Thank Kirk. Have a good enjoy the game on Sunday. Have a great weekend.
See, you're making Kirk have to qualify his affection for Jalen. That's not right.
That's not right.
As an Eagle fan, you should be able to just root for your team, man. And everybody that's on the team, you root for them.
Now you got now they got people running scared. Wade and Chuck and Elliot and Gilio.
Come on, fellas. Nobody's picking on Jalen. We weren't the one who wouldn't name him the starting quarterback. The Eagles didn't name him the starting quarterback. It wasn't us.
We weren't constantly involved in trade rumors.
Yeah,
that
we
was
weren't
them.
Talking about competition and all that. That were the Eagles doing
Well, let me tell you the story about what happened there.
It wasn't us. He's the quarterback. He's here. We're all rooting for him.
Mm. Matt Mike wants to know if they're listening to him down at the NovaCare and how he personally gets mad whenever he comes on and turns it off.
I have no idea. But I would imagine they know of you, Mad Mike.
I like pain.
I would imagine They've heard you on these airwaves.
Now, I don't, probably not Howie, because no. Howie seems like the type that would, like, I'm not
Howie's
listening.
Howie's smart enough
yes,
to
I'm
not listen to the radio.
I would not listen.
Yes, he's smart enough to not listen to the radio.
He probably listens when they're good and enjoys the, hey, you know, but once you lose, out. Let's go to Dante. Dante's from Delco. Dante, what up?
Hey, how y'all doing? Mark and Reese. Finally, nice to meet y'all. How y'all doing?
What's up, Dante?
What's up, Tay?
Good to talk to you.
Yes. I believe we do not have to win in order to see if we're a legit playoff team, but I believe we will win. The big thing about this football team here is that they had a good training camp, and they believe in getting better every day, and they really truly believe in getting better every day. Hmm. If you listen to their interviews with Devontae and also Jalen and Coach Sirianni and the rest of the coaching crew, they believe in getting better every day, and I believe this football season is going to be an uphill battle for them, and I believe they can do it. Mm. I really do.
Mm. What's the score on Sunday, Dante?
Same thing as the last caller, 24-17. I believe we'll start off as a great, great start. Come in fourth quarter, Garoppolo put a couple on the board, but he'll try to fight within the last 2 minutes to tie up the game, and he won't do it. We'll get a defensive stop, win the game.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. I would sign up for that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's briefly pause for a sec. Actually, you know what? Let's get Andy in here, and then we'll pause for a second. Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Andy.
What up, Andy?
And people, don't turn off the radio. Andy's on, but don't turn off the radio.
Well, here's the thing with Mad Mike. First of all, I never turn off WIP. Whether I'm at work, I'm in my car, I'm riding, it's on. But when Mad Mike gets on, the volume definitely goes all the way down. I'm just... I can't stomach the guy, man. I can't stomach him.
We're gonna get Andy. We're gonna get everybody together, man, and we're gonna have a little bit of a powwow. We're gonna sit everybody down. You, Mad Mike, Chuck, Wade, everybody, man. We gotta get Herb. Bring him in there too. Get everybody. We gotta sit down.
No,
man.
Yeah, not Herb.
Mike, you know what I'd like to do with Mad Mike?
What's that?
I'd like to line him up and get him in an Oklahoma drill. That's what I would love to do with Mad Mike. That would be ideal for me. But, yo, are you guys, before I get to my sports point, are you guys fans of the Versus Battles on Instagram?
Yes.
Did you see Fat Joe and Ashanti? I mean, Fat Joe and Ja Rule?
Yes.
What about Ashanti? Wasn't that the real MVP, Ike? Oh, man.
She looked all right?
Did she look all right?
She always does.
Oh, man, she like wine. She just keep getting finer with age.
This is true.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to be careful. My wife just got off work about a half hour.
Yeah. Well, mine's in the other room. She can hear me. I don't even care.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
What's going on with the tickets for Sunday, Andy?
Oh, I'm in there. Come on, man. We leaving at 6. We'll be parked by 6:30. We'll be getting drunk by 7.
So you got to tell us, how did it go down? How did you?
I took Mark's. I took both of your guys' advice, but I lean more on Mark's. I let my wife break it to mother-in-law.
Okay.
And she was cool. Yo, I played that interview. I played me with you guys when you guys were mentoring her. She loved it. She was smiling ear to ear. So
that's smart.
Yeah, that made her day. You know what I'm saying? Being incorporated in the radio show. So
okay.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a win-win for everybody.
There you go.
My man.
Make sure you get her the Eagles T-shirt or something.
You buy that $5 T-shirt that'll shrink after one time.
That's what she requested. She said, I want a Jalen Hurts jersey. I said, Mom, I'm going to get you something even better. I'm going to get you a season opener T-shirt. You know, you get them joints in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get Mom one of them joints. You know what I'm saying? 2021 season opener. In the Wells Fargo lot, D5, anybody out there, come holler at us. You'll see the green bus.
Just make sure you're not paying cash. I saw that Wells Fargo Center said today that you can't pay cash anymore. You got to pay card.
Oh, yeah. Well, you buy the T-shirts in the parking lot, Mark. Come on.
No,
you know
I'm saying to get in the parking lot.
We already got that taken care of. Right. Come on, man. You know the big green machine got the prepaid ticket.
All right.
Yo, so, Ike, quickly, yes. with the Giants, being that, you know, you've been at the highest level,
yeah.
with this Joe Judge High School Harry crap, is that really going to work with grown men?
No.
I mean, you're dealing with grown men here. Like, how long do you think that his act's going to last?
Until this season
end
is
of the
over
season,
with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until this season is over with.
I feel you on that one. I mean, because these grown-ass men making more money than you. You can't
That just don't work in the NFL.
They're going to start winning games.
The funny thing is he's got his coaches running laps, too. Yeah, that's when I'm out. Yeah, you tell me to run a lap.
What's the final score on Sunday, Andy?
It's crazy with the whole how great everyone claimed, how great Bill Belichick is. You look at his tree of coaches, they all sucked when they got their opportunity. Andy Reid has a way better tree of coaches, present and past, than Belichick. Hands down. It's not even debatable. Andy Reid, top three coach all time.
All time?
All time.
That's what I'm talking about. What's your score?
When it's all said and done. And he's top five and wins right now.
What's your score on Sunday, Andy?
My score on Sunday, I'm going Bird 23-10.
Ooh, 23-10.
I'll take it.
That's a defensive game for you, right?
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
It's a shutdown.
More like some points being scored in this game.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see some points.
Never betting under again.
It's no fun to bet
under.
Yeah,
life's too short to bet the under.
Oh, my goodness, Ike. Definitely don't bet unders.
Yeah.
So let's pause for 1 second, because first of all, I got to tell you with BetMGM, how about this? Inspiration 4's mission commander, Jared Isaacman, placed the first ever sports bet from outer space to Las Vegas with BetMGM at BetMGM Grand. The wagers were in the over in last night's New York-Washington game and a futures bet on the Eagles as 2022 champions. How about that? That's pretty cool. But discover what winning feels like at BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because the King of Sportsbooks is giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Just register using code MARKS100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on any college football game and either team scores a touchdown. And no matter what your gridiron game is, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use the code MARKS100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on any college football game and either team scores a touchdown. Only at BetMGM.
New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER at MGM Sports in partnership with Hollywood Casino Morgantown.
All right, look who's on the line, Ike. It's Tommy down the shore! And Tommy from down the shore, 1-0 in his Eagle predictions this year. Tommy!
Yo, John. Yo, boy. Can you stay with me?
Man.
What's up, Tommy?
How are you?
I am amped up. I'm energized. I'm so excited about these Eagles. But before we get to the Birds real quick, I want to mention, I'm calling you guys from Cape Cod up in Massachusetts. And I got to say, it's nice up here, but first things first, they got no hoagies or cheesesteaks up here, man.
What do they got?
They got these, lobster sandwich, lobster roll. It's like a hot dog bun with some lobster in it and some mayo.
And mayo,
it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, I love mayo, but it's got to be done right. You know what it showed me, fellas? It showed me that when it comes to sandwiches, Philly is just better than New England. When it comes to sports teams, Philly is better than New England. And when it comes to sports fans, Philly is better than New England, don't you think?
I agree.
Damn right.
100%.
Yeah, man, but I am so amped up about this. What do you guys think? I feel like maybe it's just week one, but I'm looking at it like I feel like Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and Miles Sanders could be the core of something special. What do you guys think, man?
Yeah.
Hoping for it.
That's the hope.
Yep.
Dallas Goedert, Jalen Reagor. Tommy, it's great that they actually have their young offensive core outside their line. Everybody's 25, 24, and under.
Yep.
It's beautiful, man. I feel like maybe we underestimated. I don't know. Like, I've been dancing more because I'm so pumped up, man. I start doing, like, aerobics and stuff when the Eagles start playing well. I'm just energized. Life water tastes better. You know, music sounds better. Dancing feels better. You know what I mean?
How about those bologna sandwiches?
They always
are. Bologna sandwiches taste like 15 times better, man. I don't know. But I think, like, are you going to revise your prediction?
Maybe. Not yet. Not yet, though.
Not yet. What will it take? A couple more wins, I guess, huh?
Yes, yes. I mean, well, they have to beat teams that I didn't necessarily think they would beat.
Like Sunday.
Coming into the season. Yeah, I thought they would beat Atlanta. I picked them to beat Atlanta. So if they win Sunday, then maybe Monday I'm looking at 8-9.
I could see it. You know, Nick Sirianni, he he might have fooled all of us because, you know, when we first did those press conferences, I was a little confused. I mean, he didn't seem too sharp, you know what I mean?
He seemed confused too, Tommy.
Yeah, he seemed confused. Maybe it's like a Charlie Manuel kind of thing. Like, everybody underestimated Charlie turning the greatest manager of all time for the Phillies. So maybe Nick Sirianni, I don't know, arm wrestling, rock, paper, scissors, whatever he's got to do, it's working. You know what I mean? He keeps it simple.
Yeah, it is working.
He is so much more comfortable right now. You don't have to worry about anything. I mean, he is, when he's himself, which is what he is right now, you know, he's good. He's good.
He's really good. I think he's maybe the right coach at the right time for the right team. You know what I say at moments like this, fellas? There's so much baloney and there's so much joy when the Birds are winning. You know, it is me. You know what I mean? I'm feeling positive and upbeat.
There you go.
All right, Tommy, and we need a score for Sunday.
I think it's going to be an offensive kind of game. So I'm going 30-20 Birds.
30-20 Birds.
Wow.
I like it.
We'll take it.
Yes.
How long are you up in Cape Cod for, Tommy?
Just for a couple of days. I came up to visit a buddy of mine. You know, it's kind of raining and stuff, so it ain't that much. I mean, it's nice, but I don't know. Jersey Shore is way better, man. So much nicer.
All right. Well, be careful up there, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Thanks, fellas. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you fellas next week.
All right, there he is, Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying? Down the
shore. On the other side, a top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. What does he have in store for us? We'll get to that. Your phone calls on the Eagles. Do you need a win on Sunday to really believe in this team? We're coming back with the 5 o'clock hour in the top 5 at 5. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.